as a very important component with respect to delivering on that. We'll also work on that, Honorable Chair. But lastly, you've highlighted, you've noted your highlights with respect to the lack of achievement, the number of targets which we set on our own. And other members have also related to that. And then with respect to the question of the filling of vacancies at regional level, yes, Chair, we know your input there. And we still stick to the undertaking that at least by the beginning of the next financial year, we have made a headway with respect to filling these vacancies. And also the cost-related question with respect to the external expertise, the HOPES, the other agencies, will make a determination with respect to that, Chair, and will give, you've indicated as to when do we envisage to provide that information. We'll propose, Chair, maybe 2 weeks from today for us to then interact with respect to contagions and the staff. Thank you, DG. I think those are the main issues that I have just raised by the Honorable Chair. Thanks, DG.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mabutsela and Chair. Your questions, I think as I go through them,
we've lost you.
I think I muted myself. We may have answered some of the questions, but we understand that some of the questions are deep and they require that we nuance better when we present written responses to you, so that we can be satisfied to ourselves that we have responded adequately to your questions. There are two additional issues which you have raised, Chair. First, around the NSF report. Can we agree, Chair, that the quarterly report in terms of the forensic is accepted and we shall stick to it as indicated? And that with the MPT report, we will provide the implementation plan as soon as we finalize it and not later than the time that we have requested. I think that is the one matter. But issues that you have overall raised, ranging from our understanding of amongst the young people of South Africa, are fundamental questions that can be answered by a yes or no, but they are questions that are looking into the fundamental, you know, philosophy and strategy of the department. And I think we want to look into this, Chair, and maybe engage further, you know, because I think there is no difference between us in terms of what we must do to exercise and service our policy objectives. We are aligned in this regard, and all we want to do is to just find levers to drive it. In this regard, allow me to just share with you the fact that we have already agreed, that in order to service what the minister has indicated to us as a need to look into young people that are caught up in the bracket of, the missing middle, you know, can't be funded, can't move. Some already have had funding received through NSFAS, but they're still unemployed. Some may have graduated, but the skills acquired are not properly aligned to the economic opportunities that are available. We are putting together a plan, to support this area. Alone, government can't do it. But I think we think that NSF can make a contribution. It's still an internal conversation, but we are eager to share with you the plan. We wish to also share that there is an observation that we've made around the successful NSF projects, that in the majority of them, you find that the numbers don't make sense in terms of the beneficiaries. It's a good project, but it just can't make an impact if you do not scale it up. It's already proven to be a successful initiative, but why just a few? Why not target young people in vulnerable areas, young people with potential? These are the issues which we have lifted, which are going to turn things around in terms of the results of this organization. We note the contradictions between the old and the new projects, and the fact that you have suggested that planning might be the issue. I think it's planning there, but I think we are also caught up in the fact that the majority, if not all the projects which are implicated in wrongdoing, particularly because the Auditor General had indicated that there's more projects that needs to be looked into, it actually have led to us to move with caution when it comes to the old projects that have not yet been gone through the fine comb that we are using to try and make sure that we don't continue to fund people who have issues to respond to up until they are cleared by our system. So we were caught largely by that transition, but in a number of projects that would go through the processes of the AG through the steering committee that we've set up, this is important. And Honorable Matlatsi raised the issue about who is part of that steering committee, given the fact that we are working with some of the people who are already implicated in some of the stuff. That's a difficulty we are confronted with. We will take note of those concerns and work towards finding better solutions than those that we have on the table. The percentage of NSF funded projects, and the issue of the list of service providers, and your last comment, I don't think that we understood or we misunderstood your request for that, Chair. I think we are aligned with that. There is absolutely no confusion there. We would like to thank you, Chair, for the opportunity that you've provided us today. We trust that today, in responding to questions, I thought I must just bring a team of officials that work behind the scenes to get us these documents that we are talking about, particularly, you know, our internal processes. I thought the integrity that is there in those processes, as I've seen them, I've come to appreciate. And I thought that what Ms. Mpize brought in terms of what actually, you know, helped us to nuance the previous reports, trying to really say that we need your confidence, you know, in our processes, because we believe in them. But we realized, Chair, that at some point certain things could be faster as well. You know, it is important to say this, but Chair, I think we have invested a lot in ensuring that our processes are foolproof, and I think we've benefited from our close working relations with law enforcement agencies of government across the board. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, DG, for those responses. Thank you very much to Mr. Mabuzela and to all colleagues from the department and from the NSF for being part of this meeting this morning and early afternoon. Thank you very much to honorable members as well for their input. I want to just check if it is okay with, before I conclude, if members, Anele, do we meet quorum?
Okay. At the moment, we do not have the quorum.
Okay. And is it possible if we could adopt? Is there still space for us to adopt the both reports, given the challenges of the SI BRRR report? Yeah. BRRR report, given the challenges with that, is it possible for us to still adopt on Wednesday, or do we have to adopt today?
No, Chair, certainly we can adopt next Wednesday.
Okay. All right. With that being said, then, please allow me to just summarize on today's meeting. Again, we met so that we could conclude on our meeting that we had with the NSF and the department on Wednesday regarding the forensic investigation as well as the entity review. And we agreed that given the time constraints that we had, we would continue with this meeting this Friday. And we decided to add the annual report as guided by the recommendations from the AG. Honorable members have raised a number of recommendations. They've made a number of observations. They've asked a lot of questions, and I'd like to trust that we have noted many of the observations that have been made. The general observation is that the NSF DG, Mr. Mabuzela, is not reflecting the type of entity that we wanted to reflect to be able to address the mandate or fulfill the mandate that it needs to fulfill. There are, speaking on mandates, one ongoing recommendation that is coming from all honorable members is that we need to ensure, we need to look into any duplication that exists across programs of the department and across entities of the department and the work that they're doing. And I think that really is a key theme that is coming across, that must be listened, that must be highlighted. So let's look into that, DG. Let's make, you know how I feel about introspecting and reflecting. You know, what works, works, we continue with it. What doesn't work, doesn't work. How, what changes need to be made in order for us to strengthen what we're trying to achieve? And we cannot be steadfast on, narratives like, if you would remember what brought us to this place, to this decision in the first place, is X, Y, and Z. Well, it's not working. It's not working. So what do we do now? You know, and that does also, that also does not mean that we must play like mrabaraba with programs, right? So we also need to afford program, sufficient time for them to mature and materialize, for us to say, okay, actually, no, that really doesn't work. We've tried, we monitored it, we were not sporadic in terms of chopping and changing, and it doesn't work. So meeting that fine balance is very important. I think really another theme that is coming across this afternoon is the balancing game, you know, balancing the human resource between the department, balancing the planning, balancing vis-a-vis you know, financial planning, vis-a-vis targets, actual you know, actionable targets. So all of that, which needs strong leadership, ultimately it needs strong leadership that is decisive and that understands the vision that we have. Decisive also in removing anything that stands in the way of us fulfilling our mandate, be it a system, be it a person. But if it is hindering us from what we want to achieve, asifuni mayihambe. So going back to some of the observations or recommendations coming from members, the list of vacancies, and I do see that, you know, the department was able to furnish us with some of those vacancies and when they foresee them being filled. But there are others that I think have been left out, and therefore, you know, Honorable Itzia, for example, calls for a really holistic HR plan that can be shared with the committee that also stretches itself to, for example, the regional offices. So, gee, maybe in the next 2 weeks, we will need, or part of your implementation plan on the review of the organization, when you submit that plan to us, which you've committed to 30 days, then you can add some of these plans in relation to filling of vacancies and so forth. The audit action plan, of course, that also needs a thorough and comprehensive one. We see that colleagues have said that they are working on it and they're in the process of developing it. That needs to be shared with us. We can add that, where are we now? We are in October. So by end of November, that also needs to be shared with the department. And then the full list of all active projects that also needs to be shared with us. We'll make the time frame the same. And then, sorry, I'm hopping in between notes. Colleagues will just be patient, please. And then also really being thorough and detailed in dealing with officials that have enabled corruption, those that have contributed to any type of negligence. So that speaks directly to consequence management, DG, and we will fully support the department and the NSF in all actions of consequence management that needs to take place, together, of course, with the folks and so forth. I think issues around the entity having its own board, stemming from recommendations of the entity review, that is something that has also been highly endorsed by members and has come through strongly in our engagements. I've mentioned issues around the duplication of various entities of the department and programs of the department. A review of the Skills Development Act is something that we as members also feel needs to happen, also stemming from the entity review. I've mentioned the issues around the implementation plan that is matched with time frames and that sort of detail. Actually, we note that you are indicating that you need about 2 weeks. Oh no, actually, Mr. Mokusela, you need about 2 weeks to give us the cost breakdown. Maybe let's just add that to the 1 month time frame. So you'll give that to us in a month. So in a month's time, colleagues, we require a number of responses from yourself that are detailed, be it in relation to HR plans, to lists that we need, active projects or vacancies, you know, your implementation plan, so on and so forth. So we are saying, let us keep those all to a month. I think that is about it for now, honorable members and colleagues. Really a lot has been said by ourselves, by ourselves as members, by the department as well. Ours is to commit ourselves to quarterly monitoring or oversight on the department and the NSF. In turning the tide at the NSF, I think it must be a collective effort, something that we are committing ourselves to as a committee. And really, we want to see yourself, DG, we want to see Minister and PM and the entire collective, including ourselves as members of Parliament, being champions of the change that we need to see. I think because something that came from Honourable Mananiso yesterday, on Wednesday, that we really need to be seen to be committed to championing the change that needs to take place in order for the NSF to be able to meet its core mandate and have an direct impact on the lived realities of citizens of this country. Yes, colleagues, that then brings us to the end of our meeting. Colleagues, all other agenda items that we had scheduled for today, can we kindly place them on Wednesday? I think most importantly, the two reports, the BRRR reports, and then we'll move into the minutes. So having said that, that brings us to the end of our meeting. Thank you so much, and have a lovely weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you.